Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me as we continue a message, Finding Rest in the Middle of the Battle. Ephesians says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." We're to take the full armor of God. And we've been looking at Psalm 46, and if you have opportunity, I invite you to read that, because I believe there's going to be a rhema word in there for you, that for those of you who are going through a battle right now, there is a rest, an R-E-S-T, in the middle of the wrestling. And God is such a good God. We looked at scriptures that admonish the people of God to stand still and see the salvation of our God. Remember when the Israelites were being pursued by the Egyptians? That's what the Lord told them. He said, "Fear not. You will just stand still and see the salvation of your God." And then another passage found in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and here is an account of David as he is coming against Goliath, not in his own name, but in the name of the Lord, of the God of the armies of Israel. And he says in verse 47, in fact, let me read 46, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand," he was speaking to Goliath, "and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. The battle is the Lord's. You are to rest in God. You are to know that He is able. He is sufficient. He will cause the work of the enemy to be vanquished. He's heard your heart's cry. Trust in the Lord. Stand still. Praise Him and watch Him work. Paul wrote elsewhere in Philippians 2:13, "It is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." Psalm 46, which we've been looking at, verse 10 says, be still, and know that I am God. Praise God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Beloved, make that personal. He's your refuge. Praise God. We're not going to do it. We're going to abide in Him. Beloved, God has a desire for you to be more aware of the unseen realm. We're creatures of flesh and blood. We have five senses. Our experience in life is in some cases ruled by what our senses tell us. God has given us our senses so that we can experience life and we can go through life. But as a born again child of God, there is another realm, a spiritual realm, that we are to be aware of and we're to abide in. That's what we're going to have to do if we're going to have rest in the middle of the battle. Where are you standing, beloved? Just on earth? No, according to Romans 5 and 2, you're standing in grace by the faith that saved you. Where are you walking? Just on the earth? No, Scripture tells us we're to walk in the Spirit. In Galatians 5 and 16, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." And in verse 25, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." And we're walking in the light of the Word. Psalm 119 and 105 says, "The Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Where are we abiding? In Ephesus? No, we're abiding in Christ. Hear the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. And in Ephesians 2, 1 and 21, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. That's our state when we were unsaved. But he is quickened. We've been born again. Your spirit man was made alive. And in verse 21, it says, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple unto the Lord. This is a temple not made with hands. It's a habitation of the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ is the head of his body, and we as lively stones, as members of the body of Christ, are being placed in relationship to one another as he desires, as he designs. What a beautiful privilege to be part of that body, praise God. God the Father has set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet and gave him, Jesus, to be the head over all to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all and in all. That's Ephesians 1, verses 20 through 23. Oh, beloved, can you hear? Do these scriptures, I pray they come alive in your spirit. I pray that you will know that God is your refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 declares, we are in Christ. Ephesians 2 and 6 tells us we are in Christ, seated in heavenly places. Therefore, we should let nothing down here in this earthly realm disturb our rest in God. If you are already united to God in Christ through the union of your spirit with his spirit at salvation, which is, of course, what the Word of God tells us, in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 17 and 18, hear what the Lord says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And so, if that's the case, beloved, it's only our bodies that are still earthbound. In the Spirit, we're seated with him. In Christ, we can partake of that abundant life that flows from the vine into the branches, which we are. Beloved, In the middle part of me, our souls, if you will, we have a choice. You have a choice today. What are you going to do? Look at the things you're facing. Look at the things surrounding you. Look at the decisions that you need to be making. Look at the loved ones that are in embroiled in all kinds of situations. Beloved, you have a choice. You can either walk in the flesh by sight through the resting of your soul in your body wherever you go, in which case you're going to be upset by every little thing that happens down here. You're going to observe what your eyes, your senses tell us or tells you. We all do that. I mean, we have to train ourselves. We have to discipline ourselves that we can look not with the natural eyes, but with the eyes of faith. What is faith? The evidence of things hoped for, the things not seen. And it is that faith that calls into reality in the natural realm the things that already exist in the spirit. So we can choose just to walk in the flesh, which means by our natural senses, or we can walk in the Spirit by faith, resting your soul, my soul, and in my spirit, in my union with the Holy Spirit, wherever I go. And then if we will do that, then nothing on earth will be able to move us out of the perfect peace in God. The Word tells us, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. Is he lying there? Or is that a reality, a spiritual reality that we need to enter into? We're finally beginning to grasp the understanding of divine quietness, rest in the middle of wrestling. How else do you think Daniel was able to spend such a restful night in the lion's den while King Darius paced the floor in his chamber and tossed and turned on his royal bed? As declared in Daniel the 6th chapter, verses 16 through 23, I won't read them, but I mean, Daniel was at peace. He was at peace because God was delivering him out of the mouth of the lion. 2 Corinthians 4, 15 and 16 says, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Oh, beloved, there is a river. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle. Echoes of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Beloved, that's a personal word for you. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "Be at peace, beloved, for I am with you. The flame shall not kindle upon you. The waters shall not overwhelm you, for I am your God. I hold your hand. You shall not be afraid, for I am with you, and I shall make a way. I shall cause the waters to part. You shall not be overwhelmed, and the flame shall not kindle upon you. Look unto me, and be ye saved, beloved. Know that I am with you, and I will make a way for you. I have heard your heart's cry, and I am moving to bring deliverance," says your God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of our God. I feel the anointing and the presence of the Lord. Some of you are just going to be able to shout and praise God, because God is moving in your behalf in the spirit realm. I sense it right now. He is releasing warrior angels in your behalf. Stop and praise him, thank him, and just believe God that you're going to see a mighty breakthrough in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you. Beloved, we need one another. We need to stand in prayer for one another. I ask for your prayers for me. And if you need the power of agreeing prayer, the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. If you sense the Holy Spirit, he's got a reason for you to respond in obedience. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.